JC Corcoran Podcast.
Chick-fil-A. I could eat there 7 times a day, where the people laugh and children play. Oh, I'm in love with Chick-fil-A. Suddenly, I need waffle fries in front of me, with some nuggets and a large sweet tea. Oh, Chick-fil-A, you set me free. Kids, get in the van so we can go there today. But their stores are closed, oh I know, 'cause it's Sunday.
Now I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest as jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
Monday, September 26th, 2022. 43 days remaining until whatever it is going to happen on election day this year. How you doing, folks? You are at jcontheline.com, and we have a special announcement. Today, the Winn-Dixie Panic Aisle is officially open. This is the best I can do here. This is going to be an interesting show here today because I don't know how much interest there is across the country and in St. Louis with regard to what's going on down here. And what's going on here is indescribable. But I'll try to describe it anyhow, and I'll do a couple of minutes here on what's happening, and then we'll move on to more general stuff. But, like I said, it's crazy. It's a completely different energy, you know, than what I'm used to in the Midwest with regard to the Schnucks Panic Aisle being open when we're having blizzards, or alleged blizzards, as the case may be. Down, you know, there's a sense of community in the Midwest when you're out buying snow shovels and stuff like that. Although every time they do that, I've talked about this before, every time they send those reporters out when the blizzard is coming, especially the first one, and they stand at the hardware store and they interview people buying snow shovels, I always want to know, what did you do with the one you had last year? But I digress. Oh, look, Laura Hediger's talking science. This ought to be good.
Very small change, but it's a proof of concept.
Well, scientists say they know of no asteroids that will impact Earth within the next century. There's some good news, but they're always searching. Tonight's asteroid crash test will be live streamed on NASA's website at 6:14 St. Louis time.
Laura Hediger is now applying her makeup with a trowel. And she's pregnant now, so I don't want to beat up on her, but for God's sakes. Anyhow, where was I? Oh, yes, disaster. All right, all kidding aside, like I was saying, in the Midwest, you get this sense of community, you know, people out, you know, preparing for the storm. Down here, it's more desperation. People are scared shitless, I think, because this community where I am, which is not far from downtown Tampa, hasn't had a direct hit by a hurricane in about 100 years. They've been skirted by some things. They've been scraped by a storm or two over the years. But in terms of a direct hit, 100 years. There's a lot of people in the Midwest and in St. Louis who have property down here, who have friends, family, and who came down here for spring training in St. Pete at Al Lang Field for many, many years before they moved in the late 90s. So there's a lot of people familiar with the community on one level or another. I feel bad for people who have property down here. It must be a feeling of helplessness that you're sitting 850 miles away and there's really nothing you can do, and you just hope that your house is still standing when the storm passes through. It is interesting, though. I had to get gas at Costco, and, you know, people are standing around kibitzing on this whole thing, and you get these people. I had a woman in the checkout behind me who was convinced that nothing was going to happen because there's always, this is her words, there's always a high pressure center that pushes it out of the way. I'm just thinking, you're talking out of your ass, lady. It's the jet stream that has more to do with anything than a high pressure center pushing it out of the way. Now, here's the other thing. Everybody should have a friend like Dave Murray. Dave is such a wonderful guy. You know, he gets paid by a couple of radio stations in town to do the weather. And he did our weather for many, many years on a couple of different radio stations. But right now, I don't have any contractual agreement with Dave. But he knows I'm sitting here in the bullseye. And so he's been texting me like twice a day. He and I started talking about this a week ago. And because you have these two basic models, you know, it does look like a plate of spaghetti, but when it comes right down to it, it's the Euro model and it's the GFS, Global Forecasting Service, I believe, is what that stands for. And they're sort of competing for accuracy, competing for your attention and the attention of the networks, and they're all running at everything from the local stations in Florida and across the country. There's a lot of interest in this whole thing, right up to the guys of the Weather Channel and stuff like that. Now, Kent on Channel 4, really a good meteorologist too, and he used to work in West Palm, so he's had a lot of experience with that. Let me just see what he said.
The coast of Florida with potentially tornadoes, hurricane force winds, and storm surge and flash flooding from the heavy rains.
Yeah, they're talking about 8 to 12 inches of snow. Snow, listen to me, 8 to 10 inches of rain. That would be a story, wouldn't it? 8 to 10 inches of rain and an initial storm surge, which is the thing that scares the shit out of everybody, especially in a low-lying area like a bay, as in Tampa Bay, and a lot of these islands and these little peninsulas. You go out to, some of you might be familiar with a place called Honeymoon Island in Florida, which is like, you look at it, it looks just like a little narrow, they even call them strands, like in Louisiana and around Gulf Shores, Alabama, and places like that, they even refer to them as strands. That's how narrow they are. We used to run out of place in Gulf Shores. You could walk from one end of the strand to the other end of the strand in 5 minutes. Now, here's the disturbing thing. And a lot of you have... by the way, thank you for all the birthday wishes and everything over the weekend. That was very, very nice of you. I really do appreciate that. And a lot of you really enjoyed the photograph of my middle daughter, who was in town. She drove 8 hours over the weekend to come down here and be with her sister for her birthday on Friday and my birthday on Saturday. It was quite nice, and we had a real, real nice time. There's a real pretty picture of my of two of my three daughters sitting there on my Facebook page, the Showgram with JC Corcoran. So here is the disturbing part of this whole thing. I used to brag about it. Now I'm not bragging. That's, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Where I am speaking to you from right now is exactly 1.6 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. That's how close to the water we are. It's not like I can walk out my door and just put my toes in the sand and walk into the water. We're not that close. But 1.6 miles, that's pretty close when you're talking about, you know, maybe a 4 to 6 foot storm surge. And exactly 2 blocks towards the ocean from where I am right now, there is a hill. The grade on that hill raises it, a couple of feet maybe. Say maybe 5 or 6 feet you go over this hill. Maybe it's a little more, I don't know. And that is the line that the civil defense people have drawn in terms of like the flood plain and where that ends and where you're supposed to be safe there. I'm 2 blocks from that. So they always say, have a disaster plan, have a disaster plan. And our disaster plan is to run. Well, actually, see, I'm concerned about property, all right? So trying to follow me with this here. So it's likely that I'm going to send my wife and my daughter inland about 2 hours, maybe towards Orlando, so they can ride out the storm from a hotel there. You worry, though, about these disaster scenarios, and you've all seen them, these helicopter and drone shots of traffic backed up like 35 miles, and then people run out of gas because they're stuck in traffic, and it's a scary situation. So I want to get them the hell out of here. Well, JC, why aren't you leaving? Well, again, that feeling of helplessness. If something happens to the property, at least if I'm in it, I, you know, if a tree falls on the house at least I'm there for it. Now, hopefully I'm not killed by the tree coming down. But my point is this. I mean, I can grab a tarp and I can throw it over something. We are almost certainly going to lose power. And now you start thinking, okay, go get the generator. I got Friday night, I'm in Costco. Costco closes at 8:30 at night. At 8:25, it looked like the day before the Super Bowl. You just couldn't even believe it. I walked in the door and they said, we're out of carts, we're out of water, and we're out of gasoline cans. So I just did a little pirouette and went right back out because those are the three things I was interested in. Plus, you got to have a cart. Why in the hell would there be no carts? People were running out into the parking lot to get shopping carts to bring them into Costco. So this is, you know, the sort of mayhem. So then Saturday, I never did find any of this stuff. So Saturday, I go out bright and early, and I'm looking for water, and I found these bizarre off brands of water, a couple of them in big jugs. I've always enjoyed big jugs, by the way. So I got that stuff. It took me all day to find a 5-gallon gasoline can, but at least now I have it. Now you fill it up. Now you're on the generator. What does the generator run? The generator runs the refrigerator. It runs the window unit air conditioner, which I'll have to pull out of the garage and stick in the window because let's not forget, it's fucking Florida and it's hot and it's humid. And if you have 140 mile an hour winds blowing stuff sideways, it's not like you can open the windows. You're basically in a sealed environment. So you got to run a window unit. And by the time you run those two things, the window unit air conditioner and the refrigerator, I mean, I have a pretty good generator, but that pretty much takes up all the juice. There might be enough left to run a computer and a microphone and for me to still be doing the podcast the rest of the week. They've canceled school after today. Some places, they're letting school out at 12:30 today. Why would you have them come in for a half a day? That makes no fucking sense. But so all that's happening. You know, of course, then you have the issue of looting. Hurricane blows your doors off, and now people just figure, well, let's go get some of JC's stuff. No, I'll be here. So I suspect I'll be posting a lot of video, assuming I have internet, and that's the other question. I might be able to generate some electricity here, but will I have internet? So these are all questions I don't have the answer to, and nobody else seems to have the answers either. Oh, and the point I was trying to make with Dave, you have that GFS model, and then you have the Euro model, and Dave says keep your eye on the Euro model. From the very beginning, he said he didn't have confidence in the GFS. So if you're looking at that, that's the worst of the two scenarios because that involves almost a direct hit into somewhere very, very close to where I am right now. And it also brings that incredible storm surge into the Bay Area. Oh, my God, this has got disaster written all over it. And I don't mean disaster. I mean disaster. Stuff that could take years to repair and get back to normal around here. So let's see how the whole thing plays out, but it ain't looking good. I intend to be on the air every day this week. We'll see whether or not I'm able to do that. And by the way, if there's no podcast like on Wednesday or Thursday or something like that where the worst of this is going to hit, don't necessarily assume that I've been washed out to sea. It probably just means that I don't have what I need to be able to put this thing out every day, which is internet and electricity. I suspect there'll be plenty to talk about. And when you're hoarding stuff, because they say, oh, you could be without power for 2 weeks, who knows? You start hoarding stuff, you try to buy only things that you would use anyhow. Because 5 years from now, you don't want to be walking out to your garage and looking, oh yeah, there's the water from the hurricane 5 years ago, which I never used. But you start imagining all these scenarios about, okay, you know, plenty of experience in the Midwest, in St. Louis, with the power outages. Let's just see where the whole damn thing goes. Congratulations to our buddy Jeff Faulkner, another tremendous performance of Mr. Blue Sky at the Chesterfield Amphitheater over the weekend. I was sorry I was not able to make it. My daughter inconvenienced me by having her 13th birthday on Friday night, so I was not able to make it. 1,200 people, it should have been 12,000 people. It's pissing me off that more people are not discovering Mr. Blue Sky. We gotta amp that up. That should have been 12,000 people at that show. What did I tell you last week about the big football game yesterday? Take the Packers. And I was right. We had a baseball game yesterday, and my teammates were like, oh, fuck you. Like, yeah. Be interesting to see what they say next weekend when we reconvene. I had a play yesterday. They had me at second base for a couple of innings yesterday. We had this play where a left-handed hitter hit a shot, one of those really hard-hit ground balls that went right between the first baseman and me at second. So he dives trying to catch it. He's laying on the ground. I managed to get a glove on it, and I noticed that the guy running up the line is not running. He's not a fast runner. So I figure, what the hell? I just really turn it on. I run for the bag and got him by a hair. Just ran to the bag, stepped on the bag, and got the hell out of the way because there would have been a mean collision there. But, you know, I told you, Tom Brady's head is not screwed on right now. And the other question is, do you trust a woman who has as the first part of her name jizz? I certainly don't. That's where I put my foot down. Well, September 26th. This was the date in 1998. I'm not going to tell the whole story because I just told it a couple of weeks ago. You guys, most of you probably heard it, but this was the day that I was standing in the Busch Stadium press box. Mark McGwire had already hit number 67, and I show up, and I'm standing there because all the seats are taken because I got there late, and I'm just sort of standing there, and I look to my right, and there is fucking Bruce Springsteen and his son, who looks to be about 10 years old. I, you know, waited for a break in the action, and I approached him and just said, you know, hey, Bruce, welcome to St. Louis. Oh, thank you, man, thank you. And I had my tape recorder ready to go. I said, you know, I work for a radio station here. Would you want to say hi to your friends, your fans and everything? He's like, oh, no, man, I'm trying to locate here. It's just me and my son. But he was very nice about it. I was very nice about it. I respected it. And it was the greatest interview I never got. And I don't feel like telling the story right now because I'm not in the mood for it. But this was my final day at 93.7 KSD in 1991. And a lot of you know the story. Most people do not. I'm just not in the mood to be telling the story today. So some other time. Let's talk baseball and the situation on Friday night. Oh, it's free. It's free. It's on Apple TV. But don't worry. You can watch it because it's free. You're like, oh, okay, well, it's a little inconvenient, but all right. But then you go to Apple TV, and they start asking you questions, and you have to put in a lot of information, a lot of personal information. You have to basically set up an account with Apple TV. So is it free? Yeah, in that you aren't charged money, but they make you jump through hoops, and a lot of people are not willing to do that. I don't blame them, and a lot of other people couldn't navigate it, and so a lot of people missed Albert's home run the other night, and they just started cursing out Apple TV. It's not Apple TV's fault. If you're looking to, you know, quote unquote, blame somebody, it's Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball cut the deal with Apple TV. There's a lot of people within the hallowed halls of Major League Baseball these days that seem hell-bent on ruining the game. And what an awful thing to do to deprive Cardinal fans the opportunity to have seen the big home run. Maybe the blowback that they get from what happened Friday night will finally be enough for them to quit fucking around with access to these games. Plus, you've already paid an arm and a leg for Bally Sports or the Major League Baseball package or however it is that you have chosen to access the games. You pay all of this money. It's not cheap, obviously. But then they're like, ha, ha, you messed up. You trusted us. The one game that you want to be sure that you're able to see, you're not going to see. Rihanna going to be the Super Bowl halftime lip syncer. Most people were not happy with that news. Reportedly, Taylor Swift turned down the offer. And, you know, she's got that whole war going on with her old record company and managers and everything like that. Some dude bought the Taylor Swift catalog and she's pissed about it. So she went back and she's re-recording all of her albums. So I don't think she's going to do anything until she has won back the rights, because then the original recordings won't be worth as much. She will then own the new versions. I guess, until some other dude comes along and buys up that catalog, too. Louise Fletcher died over the weekend. She was 88. She played Nurse Ratchet on One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, won the Oscar in 1976. As they always do, Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas celebrated their joint birthday together. It was yesterday. He turned 78. She turned 53. Monday Night Football. Well, of course, it's Dallas again against the Giants. Late night tonight, Nick Kroll. I'm with Jimmy Fallon. Amy Schumer. I'm with Kimmel. Colbert's got Sigourney Weaver. One of the best actors working these days. I cannot believe what this guy churns out. Christoph Waltz will be on with James Corden, and Bernie Sanders on with Seth Meyers. Source says Sylvester Stallone and his wife are reconciling. According to a new study, Gen Z does not want to see movies about rich people living glamorous lives. Well, we'll get right on that, okay? And despite all of the behind-the-scenes controversy, don't worry, darling. This is the Olivia Wilde movie won the box office over the weekend. John Hamm reportedly gave up 60% of his salary to make sure Confess Fletch got made. Chris Rock, as you know, has turned down hosting the Academy Awards. Well, now, apparently, the Golden Globes people have just offered him a ton of money to MC that show. And, of course, they haven't even done a show the last couple of years. That whole organization has always been bogus. It's totally bogus. And then they went bankrupt. Bunch of corruption with the money being spent in wrong ways, and then they didn't have a show anymore, and the Golden Globes thing might be over, and I don't think Chris Rock is going to do that. John Hartman, original drummer for the Doobie Brothers, passed away on Thursday. He was 72. Stevie Nicks said she always loved the song, always wanted to record it, and so she did, for what it's worth. Buffalo Springfield is out there for you. Brett Favre's Sirius XM show now on hold that he got his tit caught in the ringer in that welfare fraud scandal. Just disgraceful, disgraceful. And it's not just him. It's all these rich people, all these multimillionaires who took government money that was designed for. Well, and again, shame on the government for letting them get away with it in the first place. But, you know, Tom Brady getting PPP loans and stuff like that. The fuck is going on? This would have been Olivia Newton-John's 74th birthday. She didn't make it. Serena Williams, 41. Christina Milian, 41. Jim Caviezel, Passion of the Christ, 54. Melissa Sue Anderson, Little House on the Prairie, 60. Linda Hamilton from The Terminator, 66. Brian Ferry, Roxy Music, very, very underrated band, 77. Kent McCord, our old buddy. Officer Jim Reed on Adam 12 turns 80 today. The first televised presidential debate took place in Chicago, WBBM-TV. I was just a kid, but I remember it vividly. John Kennedy and a very sweaty Richard Nixon. People who listened to the debate on radio thought that Nixon won. People who watched it on TV were like, who is this sweaty brown guy? Get him off my TV. JFK. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. Honey, he's so handsome. Beverly Hillbillies debuted on this date, 1962. Gilligan's Island in 64. Brady Bunch in 69. Beatles released Abbey Road on this date, 1969. In 86, Bobby Ewing returned from the dead on Dallas with one of the most bogus storylines ever. It was all a dream. Crocodile Dundee, released on this date in 1986. Motion Picture Association of America came up with this NC-17 rating, and the whole thing was a joke and continues to be a joke. Robert Palmer checked out in Paris, France on this date in 2003. He was only 54. January 6th committee reconvenes on Wednesday afternoon. I believe it's noon Central Time. And today happens to be Shamu the Whale Day. Shamu, probably the most well-known whale in the country, well, behind Chris Christie. And with that, the J.C. Corcoran podcast for Monday, September 26th, is in the can. 43 days until the clusterfuck called the midterm elections take place. We're here every weekday morning. That's right. The podcast is hurricane proof? Well, we're going to find out, aren't we? If you missed something, don't worry. It's all archived right here at jconline.com. Please tell your friends that we are back up and running with the daily podcast. All kidding aside, this is starting to get a little weird down here. And again, just to reiterate this, there shouldn't be any problem tomorrow. We start looking at problems on Wednesday, and especially Wednesday night into Thursday. And if there's going to be an interruption in things, that's probably when it looks like it will happen. We are assuming that we're going to lose power at some point, and so we will generate and see what happens. This is going to be a very, very interesting week, and while all that's going on, it's the final week of the Cardinals. The Blues are firing it back up. We live in exciting times. And with that, have yourself a great day. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.